afternoon. I've been warned by four different individuals that the lesson tonight is 10 minutes. I don't know why they thought I needed that warning, but I guess they forgot it's Super Bowl Sunday. I think for the last 37 years I've always preached 10 minutes on Super Bowl Sunday. That's a joke, actually. But I've got 10 minutes, so I guess I better go on. The truth will set you free. Jesus is talking to the Jews here in John chapter 8. And he tells them, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So we learn from the Lord here that in order to know the truth, we must be in his word. We must abide in his word. He later says in a prayer in John 17, sanctify them by your word. Your word is truth. And so we understand that God's word, the word that was revealed to man by the holy men of God, as they were moved by the Holy Spirit, God inspired these men to speak his mind. Jesus says that as well, that the words he spoke were not his own words, but the words of the Father. He also says those who come to him and say, Lord, Lord, all of those will not enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do the will of the Father which is in heaven. So, obviously, it's important for us to know the Father's will. The only way to know his will is to abide in his word. Ross made a good point about that last week. There's a difference between reading God's word and studying, meditating on his word so that we can rightly divide it. It's important for us to believe that this is God's inspired word. But more than that, we must know what it says. We must understand what the truth is, because that's the only way we can be set free. And, of course, their response was, we've never been a slave to anyone. And, of course, Jesus' answer points out the fact that every man has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The Jews have the same problem we have. Anyone who sins is a slave of sin, and the freedom that he was talking about there was freedom not only from the law of sin and death that they were living under. As long as they were under this law, they were captives. They were prisoners to this law. The Bible tells us that because it couldn't justify them. It couldn't make them right in God's sight. And that's why Jesus says, when the Son makes you free, you're free indeed. And, of course, not too long after this, the law was going to be nailed to the cross, and they would have the opportunity to have their freedom from their sins that they could not find in the law. And he goes on to say in verse 51, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. So the truth will set you free. But if you do not know the truth, you cannot obey the truth. I've always said you can't be taught wrong and baptized right. And that's certainly the case. People who believe they're saved at the point of faith are not baptized scripturally, because that's not the purpose of baptism. It's not to add you to the church, which it does, but it's to put you in Christ, where spiritual blessings are, and where the forgiveness is, the freedom that he's talking about here in this passage. If anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. So you have to know the truth in order to obey the truth. We could see that in the life of Saul of Tarsus. In Acts 23, Saul says that he had lived in all good conscience until this day. Yet what had Saul been doing? Well, he had persecuted the Lord's people, and that's why Jesus appeared to him and asked him why he was kicking against the pricks on the road to Damascus. In all good conscience, Saul had persecuted God's people. He had arrested them, he'd had them thrown in prison, and even saw them killed as he was there consenting to the death of Stephen when he was stoned to death. And Paul said he did this with a good conscience. Now, how is that possible? I believe Paul was honest and sincere. He was doing exactly what he thought God wanted him to do. And there are millions of people across the world today that are worshiping in a building in sincerity and truth with all conviction, believing they're doing exactly what God wants them to do, yet they have worshiped today without remembering the Lord's death. How is it possible to worship in spirit and in truth if you haven't done that? if you haven't remembered the Lord's death. They're honest and sincere. So we need to remember that one can be honest and sincere and convicted and still be wrong. And their conscience will excuse them. And why did Paul's conscience excuse them and say, "Do this, Paul, it's okay, you need to do this"? Because it wasn't properly trained. Because he didn't know the truth. Once he learned the truth about Jesus, he remained honest and sincere and he was convicted. And from that day forward, after he obeyed the gospel, baptized for the forgiveness of his sins, had his sins washed away, Acts 22:16, he shared it with everyone. And, of course, that's the essence of our lives. Solomon came to that conclusion, didn't he? He said everything in this life is vanity. The only thing that really matters is to fear God and keep His commandments. We must know His commandments. We must know His will. And we are to respect Him and fear Him. That is the whole duty of man. That's the reason why we're here. The essence of Christianity is to serve our Father in heaven. So we can say our life is summed up in knowing the truth, in living the truth, and in sharing the truth with others. That's what it means to be a Christian. And Jesus gave these Jews freedom from the law of sin and death. And we too can have freedom from the bondage of sin, because when we sin, we're slaves of sin. Romans chapter 6. The wage of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So we can have our sins forgiven if we know the truth, if we understand the truth, and if we obey the truth, and we do the Father's will. Then we can have our sins forgiven, and we can live in a right relationship with God. You see, today we live under the new covenant, and the circumcision is of the heart. One is cut to the heart when he comes in contact with the truth, as many Jews did on the day of Pentecost. And they asked what they should do. And, of course, they were told by Peter to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you'll receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You'll receive the salvation of your soul. And that's what Jesus was talking about here. We can be set free from the bondage of sin if we know and obey the truth. The truth will also set us free from human traditions, from false teachers and false prophets. It will set us free from the religious confusion in the world. That's what the truth will do if you know it and obey it. It will set us apart. That's why Jesus said, "Sanctify them by your truth." That's what it does. It sets people apart from the world. And we'll be set free from all that confusion and division. Jesus said He was the light of the world. He's the bread from heaven. And only He has the words of eternal life. And then finally, as He said in verse 51, the truth will set us free from death. If you believe in Me, if you keep My words, the one who keeps My words, he will never see death. Obviously, He's not talking about physical death, because every person has to die. But what He's talking about is the fact that we will win victory over death and over the grave one day if we're faithful to Him. And if we're born twice, if we experience being born again by water and the Spirit, being born again by the truth, the eternal Word of God, then we'll only die once. We'll not see that second death the Bible talks about in Revelation 20. We'll not have to experience that second death, which is eternal separation from God in heaven. So if you're here this evening and not a Christian, I would encourage you to obey the gospel, to respond to the Lord's invitation. Jesus died on the cross that you could be free. You don't have to be a slave to your sins. We can be slaves of righteousness and choose to serve God faithfully. Repent of your sins, and upon your confession of faith that Jesus is the Son of God, be baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Study His Word diligently. Make it a part of your life. Meditate upon it so that you'll understand the message. Don't just memorize a few verses. know what God's message is, what His will is for you, and then do that, and heaven will be your home. If you're here in subject to the Lord's invitation, won't you come as we stand and sing?